Good afternoon, everybody. We're going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for Fox Hollow Infrastructure Financing District this Thursday, August 30th, 2025 at 2 p.m. The meeting is being held at the office of York Hall in South Jordan. Let's do a roll call for the records today. My name is Tom Jolly and I'm District Counsel.
My name is Ashley Tedesco. I'm Tom Jolly's paralegal.
Shanna Bedard, Tom Jolly's paralegal.
Ed Bailey, Cardinal Land Holdings 4.
Scott Dunn, Patterson Homes.
Steve, I should also add that for Ed and Scott, they're board members.
Sorry, what's that, Tom?
You guys are board members, trustees of the district.
Yes.
Okay, keep going.
Sam Elder with DA Davidson, underwriter. I think I heard Curtis talk, but he was, I think there was some overlaps. Curtis, do you want to just quickly introduce?
Curtis Walthius, Pronova Holdings 4, Pronova Holdings 5, trustee. Mitch.
I'm with Mitch Vance, SCP Fox Hollow, board member.
Thanks. John, did you introduce yourself?
I thought John Hadfield, I think I'm a trustee.
You are. Okay. I think we got everybody. So today we're just going to follow our agenda. We have no preliminary action items. We do have one consent item, and that's to approve the minutes held from the last board meeting on June 23rd, 2025. The minutes were put in your packet. I'm just going to open it up. Are there any questions on the minutes? Okay, seeing no questions, do we have a motion to adopt the minutes?
I'll make a motion. This is Ed. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the last board meeting.
Do we have a second?
I can.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. So let's move to our action items. We only have one today, but it's a big one. And that is to consider approval of resolution 2025-06. This is a resolution creating the terms and condition of the assessment ordinance and the designation resolution and the assessment ordinance. We do have Adam Daly here from Gilmore Bell, as well as Mary Barnes. And I'm going to turn the time over to them to go over these documents and this resolution with the board. Adam, can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
yes.
There you go.
Sorry. Yeah, I was having microphone problems. So this resolution approves four items in connection with the assessments. It approves an assessment ordinance, which dictates how the assessments are allocated across the different properties and parcels here. It approves a designation resolution, which is what actually creates the boundaries of the assessment area here. In this case, that's coterminous with the boundaries of the district. It also approves the appraisal that was conducted in connection with the property and also the benefit study that was circulated by the engineer yesterday. I'm going to share my screen real quick just so everyone can see how we're planning to allocate the assessments according to the assessment ordinance here. Can everyone see this?
Yes.
Yes.
Great. So we have the different properties 1 through 16 in your left column. These are all allocated across different classifications that we labeled A through I. And then each property and corresponding classification is broken down into acreage, the amount of assessment that's being applied on an acreage basis, and then the resulting total assessment for that area, which gets us to our total of $17,926,000 that we're planning to assess across the entire property here. Again, these assessments in particular are for the financing of the sewer improvements that are described in the benefit study. And then in this table with lines in it below, we specifically call out the applicable parcels across each classification and the actual property owners as well. Were there any questions about the assessment ordinance or how we're looking to allocate here?
Let me jump in and add a little bit of context as well, just sure. Before everyone goes. Right now, the total assessment lien number that you're seeing in this document is listed at around 18 million, just under. The actual assessment needed to raise the money based on the current bid is much lower. The reason why that assessment number is set higher in the document you're looking at is you can always raise money below this amount. You can't raise money higher than this amount unless you re-establish the 30-day contestability period. So in this particular instance, you have the capacity from the appraisal to bond for more than the current anticipated cost of the sewer improvements. If those sewer improvements cost increase from today until then, we have the sizing right in the assessment ordinance here to allow you to go up to $18 million to pay for those improvements. So once again, I think the par amount needed to raise $11.5 million may be closer to the $14 million range. So your allocation in the total assessment column is better viewed in the benefit study that I circulated around earlier today. So please take a look at that one rather than the one that you're looking at for real anticipated breakdown of your cost or your pro rata share of the assessment lien.
One additional thing here, just to explain more about the contestability period we've kind of been talking about in recent days. So after we've approved these documents, we'll need to have them signed and then subsequently posted both on the Utah Public Notice website that will be handled by Tom and his team, but then also physically on site within the district's boundaries. Once those have been posted in those two locations, we start what we call our contestability period. That's a 30-day window after which anybody looking to file a legal complaint that this is not valid is precluded from suing. So once we've run that contestability period, no one would be able to bring a formal legal action challenging the validity of the assessments. So that's what we're talking about when we talk about starting this contestability period.
Thanks, Adam. Adam, one amendment to the document that you sent around earlier that I'd like to discuss here prior to these guys potentially adopting this assessment ordinance is in relation to the ATV ratio.
Okay.
Can you set that so that it is not the original ATV, but is 33%? There is, we do not want to limit ourselves to whatever the original ATV ratio was here. We want to be able to go up to 33%.
Okay. Yeah, I can make that adjustment in the documents and send around. And then just for everybody's benefit, by approving the resolution today, we're just approving forms of the associated assessment documents. So by voting to approve the resolution, we're not locked into the language of the documents, and we can make further tweaks as Sam just suggested.
That's helpful. Are there any questions from the board?
So everything can be discussed if we approve it, such as the total assessment is being awarded to us, our particular property.
Correct. We will not issue bonds with this assessment lien imposed of an amount that is not agreed to by this group. So prior to us issuing the bonds, we'll be able to dial in exactly what the assessment lien per property is. Right now, based on the anticipated pricing of the district, you will see that number in the benefit study. That being said, you know, interest rates can move in our favor or against us slightly, which would change the par amount needed to raise in order to net the, you know, 11.5 million of estimated costs for these sewer improvements. In the event that the interest rate went higher, we'd obviously need your approval. In the event that the interest rate was driven down, we would need to also get your approval that you guys are good with the interest rate at which we're selling the deal.
And I guess for just from our perspective, we want to get this contestability period started as soon as we can, because a lot of the things that we're talking about, from what I understand, can be worked out in that 30 day. This is just a block of time we need to have that posted. So we would like to get it in there. And from what it sounds like, we have to, so everyone on the board has to sign these documents, and then we post the documents out on the site in order to start that 30 days. Is that right?
So for the assessment ordinance and designation resolution, which is what's actually being posted, we just need the signatures and notarized signatures of the chair and the secretary to the board. We also have an acknowledgement, waiver, and consent that needs to be signed by all property owners within the district. And that document is an attachment to the designation resolution. So for the two documents being posted, we'll need the chair and the secretary clerk. But to complete the fully compiled document, we will need all property owners' signatures. Gotcha. And after this meeting, Mary Barnes with our office is going to send to the group a compiled signature page packet for you all to sign and get back to us, so we can start compiling fully executed documents for posting.
Okay, thanks.
Can you post that then, just so it seems a little fuzzy? You can post it with the board chairman and secretary signing it, and then in the meantime, we can get all the documents signed by all the landowners? Or
we'll need all of those signatures, so both the chair, the secretary, and all the property owner signatures before we're able to post.
Oh, okay. Everybody's freaking got to step it up.
A quick question. I'm here with Steve Perry at Perry Homes, and I just wanted a question and clarification on the communication that's been sent out. Is the intent to pull out and post one bond and do an assessment for the entire amount? The communication said the first assessment. So I just wanted to be clear. Is it one and only assessment? This covers everything. Correct. And then are we posting a bond for the entire amount that's needed for the district to pay for all the costs? Are there a number of them? Can you clarify the approach on that?
Yeah, we are intending to issue one bond. The assessment lien will be distributed across the property pro rata based upon the benefit that you just saw. Yeah. We will post one assessment ordinance and designation resolution to each of the sites so that property owners have the ability to contest the assessment lien being imposed. Yes, you're right, Lindsay. And it will all be the same document on each of these sites. But yeah.
I appreciate the clarification.
Great. Any further questions from the board? Okay, seeing none, do we have a motion to adopt resolution 2025-06 for Fox Hollow Infrastructure Financing District as so stated?
Yes, I'd make a motion. This is Ed, to go ahead and get this passed and move forward and get the motion going.
We need a second.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Scott. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. We're going to move to our next item, which is administrative non-action items. We don't have anything listed, so we'll now, I think we're ready to have a motion to adjourn. Before we do, I just want to back up what Mitch Vance said. When Mary sends the signature things out, it's really important that all signatures are collected and sent in. We'd like to get the 30-day contest period started by the first of this next week. I think that's what Sam was hoping for. So just get right on those signatures. With that said, do we have a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn. Second.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Appreciate everybody jumping on so quickly. Have a super day.
Thank you.
Thank you for all your work. All right. Bye.